I am 30 years old. I am queer. I'm primarily attracted to women, but experience fluidity and sexual attraction. And I was born and reside in the US. Okay, so that's the first two. Number three, describe your first memory of having an orgasm. My first memory of orgasms, such as they were, are from when I was a fairly young child, maybe 4 or 5 years old, though I didn't know it was happening at the time. I used to like hump stuffed animals or something, I don't know, firmer than a pillow, but softer than like a bedpost. I don't remember the first time I did it or how it occurred to me, but it became something I would do at night, maybe a couple times a week, before going to sleep. I didn't know what I was doing. I just knew that it felt good. But I did somehow intrinsically know that it was a private thing, or that I didn't want to get caught. Like if a parent would come in to check on me, I would just pretend like I was rolling over, or in my like rolling over in my sleep. And it wasn't until my mid-teens that I realized that what I was experiencing was self-pleasure, but I was still learning about the concept of orgasms and what masturbation was. But yeah, I was fairly young. My first memory of an orgasm. Number four, what does an orgasm feel like to you? What is your orgasm build up, and how do you know you're about to have an orgasm? Orgasms to me feel like being rolled by a really intense ocean wave, but like inside my body. My orgasm build up is slow at first. I like to kind of draw it out, but it begins with like a warmth, and yeah, like a warmth starting like from my pelvis and kind of flowing outward from there, to the rest of my body. So that's how I know the buildup is starting. Yeah, like I said, I like to play with the edge of orgasm a little bit. So when I feel like the intensity waves are reaching a peak, I'll play with that spot by easing off and then building back up to like the crest of the wave. It's definitely hard to describe how I know I'm about to have an orgasm, but I think it's kind of a beautiful thing that I just know. And I can hear my body when I want to ease off or keep going. And it's something a partner can't mind read. And so it creates this lovely trust in myself and what I know in my body. So I really like that. Number five, do your orgasms always feel the same? No, they don't. There are different sensations, I would say, depending on what stimulation I'm experiencing. My most intense orgasms are from clitoral stimulation during masturbation. And with vaginal stimulation, I experience a kind of like orgasm light or orgasm adjacent feeling. I wouldn't say it's as strong. Clitoral orgasm feelings depend on if I'm on my back using my hand. This is the most like that's the most drawn out and like full body intense. Or if I'm on my knees with like my face in a pillow or something, and there's something between my legs, those are usually faster and really strong. And leave me kind of out of breath, but I would say like most intense are like I would say like a clitoral orgasm when I'm on my back. And sometimes my orgasms will feel lighter or they won't actually like reach a peak. And those actually leave me feeling kind of frustrated or kind of annoyed. Like my body isn't cooperating with what I was wanting. And then I get grumpy. Do you ever feel a complete release after having an orgasm? Yes, but not every time, but yes. There's always some sense of release, but a complete release feeling usually happens after like a longer session with multiple strong orgasms. And I feel like I need like a cup of tea and a nap, which I guess is like my version of like a cigarette after sex. number 7, was masturbation supported in your home growing up? And did you experience shame or guilt? No, masturbation and orgasms were not talked about at all. My father's family was a very like repressed Christian family. So sex in general was not talked about at all. And like kids were shielded from mentions of it, depictions on TV or in movies, everything. It just was not mentioned. My mom's family was more open. Like my mom told me about sex, like, you know, the mechanics of it to make a baby. But my grandmother was more open on my mom's side. She was the first person to use the word masturbation to me. We were actually watching, God, it was not appropriate for my age because I was like an early teen or something. But for some reason, the movie Swimming Pool was on with Charlotte Rampling and Ludivine Senier. And in one scene, I asked my grandmother what this character was doing. And she just said, she's masturbating. And that was the first and last time anyone said anything about it. And I didn't ask any other questions. She didn't elaborate. But it was also the first time I found out that I could lay on my back and touch myself with my hand. And it took me a couple of years to actually figure that out. But I remember the first time that it worked. And I was so happy, but still very privately. I definitely still felt a sense of shame and I still hid my self-exploration and self-pleasure from everyone, certainly in my home. And I don't even think I talked to anyone about it, even my close friends. And then 8, if so, how did you let go of shame and guilt to fully experience pleasure? In short, I found Betty and Carlin. I think first I found their weekly YouTube videos and then their website and blog. I think I was 18 or 19 years old. And that was it. I was hooked. I watched all of their YouTube videos. I read a ton of their blog posts. And I think I've read all of Betty's books. But at that time, I think I read all of Betty's books. And then I met them both on Skype once. And I thought my heart was going to burst because they were like, they were the sexy godmothers I never knew I desperately needed. And I just immediately loved both of them. And they really helped me actually enjoy living in my body for the first time ever. And they made me proud of my orgasm and excited to explore my sexuality. I think women talking about pleasure just unabashedly and honestly was enormously freeing and truly changed my life. But that being said, finding Betty and Carlin and exploring my own orgasm freed me of shame in myself, but I still have shame in sharing my experience now. I still definitely have shame. I think shame is what stops me from sharing it with other people. So either sharing masturbation or orgasm with a partner or even talking about it with close friends. I definitely have difficulty opening up and being vulnerable. And this is one of the most vulnerable things anybody could share with anyone. And I think I have trouble putting into words exactly what feels good. And it's kind of a relief that, you know, in self-pleasure, I don't have to explain anything. I just know, and my body just knows. But I guess letting go of shame is definitely a work in progress. Number nine, how did taking a body sex workshop affect your orgasms? If you took a workshop, how does masturbation support your orgasms? I've not taken a body sex workshop, but I did, when Betty and Carlin first revived body sex, they made a DVD, and I got the DVD, and watching that, I'm sure it's nowhere close to actually being there, but watching that was such a beautiful experience. And I've also read Betty's books where she talks about her original body sex sessions and how those evolved. And I could just so vividly envision that experience. They were just such beautiful depictions and descriptions of womanhood and sisterhood and power and joy. And they made me feel really safe and excited and curious to do a genital show and tell just with myself, and to just get to know myself and see my uniqueness and my and beauty. And you know, I could practically hear Betty and Carlin saying, "She's so cute," and you know, like, "It's just a little heart shape," and you know, things like that. So it just made me really happy. And the concept of body sex changed. Yeah, the concept of body sex definitely changed my masturbation experience into something sacred and very self-loving instead of something that's hidden in the dark at night. And it allows me to feel and appreciate myself and care for myself in ways that I hadn't before, and I don't ordinarily. And I think masturbation and self-orgasms are some of the only times I love being alone with myself, even now. 10, are your orgasms alone different from orgasms with a partner? Do you always have an orgasm? I orgasm alone. I have come close with partners, but my orgasms still only happen with myself. I'm a survivor of sexual assault, and I spent years with partners, you know, quote unquote, faking it and being disingenuous with my sexual experience and pleasure as a way of protecting myself, I think. And partner sex was something to just get through instead of something to enjoy. And, you know, after a lot of therapy, now my sexual experiences with partners are very pleasurable, and I really enjoy partner sex and that connection. I'd say I get like orgasm adjacent during sex with a partner. And I'm, you know, as I said, I'm in therapy and working towards being as vulnerable with a partner as I am with myself. So hopefully that's in my future, but currently it doesn't happen. So yes, my orgasms are different alone because they are unique to my own touch and presence with myself. And last one, 11. What would you tell your younger self about orgasm? I would say be gentle with yourself and honor your feelings and your body. And you deserve to love yourself first. And the safety that you feel with yourself is real and it's sacred. And you deserve that. And, you know, the respect for your body comes first over anything else. And I think that is it for me.